This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Speaking of pop culture, Jake, so you DJ on Y98 and KZK?
Yes, 10 to 2 on Y98, 2 to 7 on KZK.
Is Madonna still on?
Oh, yeah.
KZK probably a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
Is there anything currently relevant from Madonna?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Well, if anybody's aware of it, Jake.
If anybody's going to be aware of it, it'd be me, but no, I'm not aware of it.
Have you seen her lately?
Not lately. Not since 2019 when I got invited to her house for breakfast, but...
Weird. Okay, Wiggins.
That never happened. Someone's
got to
do it.
Yeah,
someone's
no got
to do it.
She is looking rough. She looks not real. Like, Google it.
Oh, like Courtney Cox not real?
Courtney Cox seems like she kind of brought herself back.
Oh, did she?
I feel like Courtney Cox is, she went and got a ton of plastic surgery done, and then she's come out since then and been like, it was too much. And
That's what Madonna looks like now, huh?
Do you see her?
I'm looking at her.
It's unsettling.
Some of these look like they could be paintings.
It's not normal.
It doesn't look real.
And I know that it's like shocking to our whole audience that Madonna did something that's not normal.
But she's a famous musician, and we are not, so, you know.
She's saying, I think it was Imagine. I don't know. With some dude at her house, they sat down at the piano, and they were raising money for Ukraine. And
I think I heard about that.
Of me is going, you know what? You have a talent. I think Madonna is a talented singer. I think that she has destroyed our culture. Like, I would not at all be like, hey, kids, come here. Let's see what Madonna is doing. Nope, that's not happening.
So the thing with Ukraine, supposedly Madonna, it's her song Sorry, and it's used as anti-Ukraine war, I guess. It was previously used to protest barbaric events, like, I guess, in general. So
maybe she...
They're attributing this Sorry song to
I think
Ukraine
she
now.
Was singing a Beatles song also, so maybe it was like a mini concert
maybe.
That she did. But, like, when she was sitting there singing it, part of me is going, good for you for trying to raise funds to help people.
And good then for the you other for trying.
The other part of me is like, imagine, wink, wink, doing this and feeling like you're healing the world.
Yeah, like the, do you remember speaking of Imagine, the all the celebrities stringing together those little clips of them singing Imagine.
The dumbest thing ever.
The worst thing ever.
And did you see my boy, John Mayer?
Mm-hmm.
He recorded himself singing. Does Camila
Cabello.
Does she have a song called Imagine?
Possibly. It's so, not one of the big ones.
He shot a video of himself singing the wrong Imagine and being like, oh, they sent me this thing and put it out. But, I mean, you just see these massive, we cover this on this. It's kind of the genesis of what we do here on the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk, and Jake, what you're doing on Y98 and KZK, our sister stations here, which is trying to entertain people and get people through their day with some tunes that they like.
That's right.
So that they can push through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like smash those two things together, and I'm like, just stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like this mashing up of celebrities in their lavish mansions where their maid servants and manservants are, you know, dangling grapes above their heads, and they're like, quarantine is so hard. It's like, shut up. Send that manservant over to my house, and I'm going to make him babysit my kids, and I'm taking a nap.
It sounds good.
And it's just ridiculous.
You know, for some people, it's all about the grapes dangling above their heads. And for others, it's about the nap.
It's all about the nap.
To each their own.
If there's a manservant sent to my house, I will give him a broom, a mop, and a peace out. I'm going to take a nap. Yeah, that's a little bit about me. So you've got some pop culture stories, and I'm wondering how many of these stories I'm going to know the names in.
You know what? When we talked about this earlier, I made sure to highlight all the stuff that I think Annie would appreciate most.
I love that. Thank you. And make sure you guys join us on the live chat because Jake is in here sitting in the Wiggins seat. We're going to get him back in. Wiggins back in here soon. So stick around for that. But
it still smells like him, too.
It's a compliment.
So sorry.
It was. It's like strawberries and cream soda over here.
Candy.
Yeah.
Gummy
it
smells like bears. Sugar.
It smells like sugar. It
smells sweet.
Yeah. It smells like sugar and Wiggins.
Sweet like Wiggins.
Sweet like Wiggins.
That could be a song.
It could be.
Like, will you write it? You sing.
Yeah, I could.
Will you write
it? I already started writing it.
You can perform it here.
Okay. Give me like a week.
I just need a verse and a chorus. That's
it. Give me like a week and some liquid courage and I'm in.
I can provide all those things.
So we were talking about celebrities and how rich and famous they are.
Yeah.
And turns out some of them not as rich as they would like to be. BuzzFeed put together a list of 15 times an actor either quit a project or was fired from a project because they asked for too much money.
Mm.
Like Suzanne Somers back in 1980 left Three's Company because they refused to pay her as much as John Ritter. And then Jenna Lee Harrison was eventually brought on to replace her. Robert Duvall was refused to return for the third Godfather movie because Al Pacino was making a lot more than him.
Robert Duvall, I love Robert Duvall.
I do too. He's great.
If I see Robert Duvall in a movie, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, Duvall later said that he would have been okay with it if Pacino was only making twice as much as him, but turns out Pacino was making three or four times more.
Confession, I've never seen The Godfather.
You've never seen any
Neither
of them?
Neither have I.
Do I need to?
Yeah. Confession, as I talk about movies all the time on my shows, but I'm totally a poser because I've only seen the first Godfather.
Really?
Yeah. I heard the third one is not great. You can skip it. But the second one is arguably as good, if not better than
the first. Yeah, I feel like people actually talk about that series as if there's no like step down, step down, step down with them.
But yeah, maybe it's one big step down between the second and the third one. But the first two, fantastic.
Can you watch the first and the second and have a complete story?
Yeah, probably.
I'm like three or four episodes away from finishing Sopranos.
Oh,
I was
nice.
I want to start watching that.
We started watching it. We finished Game of Thrones. We started Game of Thrones and finished it when Molly was, like, right after Molly was born. So my maternity leave was Game of Thrones for the most. We did not ever watch any of it ever, so we got to stream it all on our own time.
Nice.
And it worked really well with the new baby because we'd put her down at, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then we would go to our room, send the kids to bed, watch Game of Thrones, and she would wake up at like midnight or 1 o'clock for a feeding. So we would just watch Game of Thrones until feeding.
Nice.
And then who are we kidding? We'd usually watch like two more.
Yeah.
That's a good system though.
It works.
Always know what to expect when she starts crying in the middle of the night.
Yes.
It's fine. It just means you get to watch another episode.
Exactly. So we did that. And then when we finished Game of Thrones, we were like, I don't know, what's something else that everybody talks about that we haven't seen? Sopranos. Let's watch that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, did you know Sopranos is great?
Yeah, I've heard it's great. Another show I haven't watched.
It plays. I mean, it's very '90s looking. I watched The West Wing way after it was done.
Yeah.
Super '90s, and like at first you're like, "Ooh, it's so brown and baggy," which is in now. So actually, maybe
I don't mind
current.
It. I like that '90s style of filmmaking.
Yeah.
I'm into it. And I was born in '96, so like Sopranos was a bit before my time. But like, you know, we got HBO Max now. I can watch it.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
It's great.
On.
Yeah, it's totally worth a watch. We've got like four episodes or something left. So maybe when we thought we only had one episode left, and we just kind of pushed it off because we didn't want to finish it, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when we went, we're like, okay, let's just finish it. We're like, there's like 10 more episodes here that we just discovered, so we're trying to finish it. So I'm going to finish Sopranos, and then I'm going to do Godfather 1 and Godfather 2.
Godfather 1 and 2 are good. Speaking of the 90s, you guys have seen Dirty Dancing, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, Hannah?
Like Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, Dirty Dancing. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're getting a sequel.
No.
Yes, we are.
I won't allow it.
That's a bummer because it's happening. Jennifer Grey is coming back as Baby. She'll be reprising her role. Baby's dance partner, Johnny, is also going to be part of the story, but obviously Swayze can't do it. So the producers are in talks with his estate trying to figure out whatever it is they're going to do with that.
Do they replace him and pretend like he's...
They could. I feel like recasting would be like just the easiest thing to do. I mean, nobody would be offended by that, but I wonder if they're trying to do, like, some deepfake stuff.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Like, if they do, I bet you, like, Johnny, like, makes a small appearance. It's Swayze's face, and then he goes away.
So, if you know anything about Dirty Dancing and the movie, the way it was put together, Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze hated each other.
Yeah.
Because they were in some movie before that together.
I can't remember which one it was. Yeah.
But they were in a movie before that and it did not go well. And then they cast them together. So there's obviously a lot of contention between the two of them in Dirty Dancing, but that's like legit real contention. The other thing is, I think I watched Dirty Dancing over my maternity leave. It's where I got all of my stuff in. And I watched it sitting at home. I think Jared had the other kids out and I was home with the baby or something. I was like, I'll just watch Dirty Dancing. Haven't watched that in a long time. Like the unedited version that you stream somewhere instead of picking up on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't watch Dirty Dancing on TBS.
There are so many iconic things from that movie, but it is a terrible movie.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. The whole movie is about an abortion. Like, you don't, I did not know, I know. I didn't realize that when I saw it, like, from whence it came. But,
from whence it came.
But the idea is Patrick Swayze's dancing partner gets pregnant, not by Patrick Swayze, but it's kind of implied at first that it makes kind of lead you down that road.
Huh.
And
doesn't it, like, take place at, like, a summer camp or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Catskills or I don't know, whatever.
Well, I actually got the name of it. Baby is going to be returning to the Catskills Resort.
It is Catskills!
Catskills Resort, Kellermans. So this movie's going to take place.
You did pick stuff that I would know. Thank you.
You had to go back to the eight.
Was this in the 80s?
Yes. So the original took place in the early 60s, but this sequel for Dirty Dancing is going to be in the 90s. It's going to be a coming-of-age romance about a young woman, but Baby's own personal journey is going to intertwine with the newer story. So it's going to be like an original story.
So they're in it, but it's not about them.
It'll be intertwined. So it's going to be like an original story and then a whole bunch of nostalgia thrown in our faces.
I think it's a terrible idea.
I don't know if I want to watch it if it's about an abortion.
I think you should. I feel like everybody should watch Dirty Dancing, but the whole time I was watching it, I almost literally had my jaw drop. Like, this entire movie is centered around this Patrick Swayze's dance partner, who is not Baby, who gets pregnant, and Baby convinces her doctor father to go help her because the abortion did not go well and she needs medical attention, and Baby lies to her father, who's a doctor, about what's going on to help this. And it's like,
and then at some point Hungry Eyes plays and they dance
Eyes.
And that's the only
soundtrack though.
Hungry Eyes is going to be making a return in the sequel too.
Good.
Yeah, just like Danger Zone coming back for the Top Gun thing.
Hungry Eyes sung by Patrick Swayze?
No, that's Eric Carmen.
Still the one?
No.
No.
I play this on KZK every single friggin' day, and I can't...
Don't admit that on the air.
I can't remember...
Just stall and...
It's Eric Carmen. I was right.
Okay.
A couple more quick things. A baby was born during a Metallica concert on Saturday.
Whoa!
Coolest story ever, both for the mother and...
I wonder how many babies have been born and how many have been conceived.
Conceived, probably a lot higher than a number born. Just one baby, this particular one. This was on Saturday. They were playing in Brazil. It was during their encore, so it was the last song of the night.
Boy.
11:15 p.m. They were playing Enter Sandman, and this woman goes into labor.
Did they name it Sandman?
No, they thought about naming it James Ulrich, named after the singer and the drummer, the founding members, but decided to not do that. I don't actually have the baby's name.
Stayed for the encore. Wow.
Well, it's Metallica. Yeah, absolutely. So, you stay for the encore.
Is the information provided, was this woman 9 months pregnant at a Metallica concert?
Yeah.
Did
she know?
Yeah,
so
she went into labor at the show. Medical personnel tried to get her out and get her to a hospital, but the baby was too far along.
You could be 35 weeks along and go into labor.
That is also true. So, I don't know where exactly she was, but she was definitely far enough along to give birth.
Oof. The baby's okay?
Baby's okay. She posted on her Instagram. I did not get a picture. I should have, though. The baby looks adorable. Looking fine.
Man.
And it's got the coolest story ever. I was born at a Metallica concert.
That sounds fake.
And then it's not. I found the Instagram, and everything on Instagram is true and not a lie at all. One last thing. Do you guys remember the nacho fries commercials? The Taco Bell ones?
Who was the actor who was in that?
Darren Criss was in it. They did a few, but they were all like feature film budget quality.
Like, they really went in on this.
Yeah, and like the first 20 seconds of this Nacho Fry commercial, you think it's like a super awesome trailer for an action movie. No, it's Nacho Fries. And now Taco Bell is doing a musical. It is Mexican Pizza, the musical. It's a satirical musical about the harrowing story of all those who fought to bring the Mexican pizza back to the
I'm
menu.
We need to tell Ryan Wiggins. We need to tell Mr. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And so it's going to be premiering on TikTok, which I think is appropriate for a Taco Bell musical.
I just with my husband? It was after the Heritage event that we were just at. And last week, and we didn't eat dinner that night because we got there early and we were trying to hustle home to get to our kids because my in-laws were watching them. We needed to get gas. And
missed the turn to get on the highway.
Missed the turn. Yeah, Hannah was following me and she's like, did you guys miss the turn? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we were arguing and everything. But we stopped to get Taco Bell. And when we drove through, I was like, hey, do you guys have Mexican pizzas yet? And they're like, I don't remember. This date is not right. But they're like, it'll be returning May 27th or something like that. And I'm like, that's really
May
specific. 20th,
that would line up with May 26th when the musical premieres.
I think that maybe it is May 27th. Yep, but they literally gave the date.
Yep. And the best part is the stars of this musical. Two of the freedom fighters for the Mexican pizza will be played by Dolly Parton and Doja Cat.
What a variety.
And I sent Hannah.
For a Mexican pizza.
I sent
we
Hannah.
Got it
the,
up.
We got it up. Yeah, that is Dolly Parton's Instagram post announcing her participation. It's like a legit looking like playbill or script or something. Taco Bell also posted something, taking it very seriously.
Who has a better gig in life than Dolly Parton? She is somebody who has flawlessly navigated stardom. Like she's untouchable.
Dolly Parton's the best.
She makes the best decisions.
She's great.
I love it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.